Good morning. My name's Matt. I'm about to get told off for not standing still. I'm a lay minister, so I don't wear a dog collar, but I'm a minister within the church. And yeah, it's great to see so many of you here today, especially on such a day where I don't often get classed as an adult, so I'm really excited. So before I unpack a little bit more about the armour of God, I'm just going to bring you today's reading, which is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 17. If you've got a church Bible, it's on page 1177, which is someone who likes numbers is a great number, I think. So the armour of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows from the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit of truth, which is the word of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear Lord, as I unpack your word, I pray that what I bring is not what I think, it's what you want us all to hear, Lord, and that you, through me, we hear the words you want us to hear today. Amen. So we are looking again at the full armour of God. And I've got my little assistant. So we've got the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. So those are the different bits which make up the armour of God. And those of you who were able to... Clearly, if anyone got some super glue, it would be really helpful. Those of you who were able to join us at our last One Life service, we do had a bit of an introduction to there. And today we're just going to look at it from a different perspective. So I'm going to start with the belt of truth. Now, I don't know about you, I found lockdown quite interesting because our washing machine broke. And no matter what temperature we put the washing machine on, all my clothes seem to come out smaller. Rather than go out and buy new clothes, I've tried to make myself smaller. No, I've not tried to get in the washing machine. Our washing machine is not big enough, and don't anyone ever try and get in a washing machine. One of the plus sides of making myself a little bit smaller is that now my trousers have, not these ones, I hasten to say, have a tendency to want to fall down on their own. So I need a belt to hold them up. The belt of truth, bear with me, is a bit like that. It can be really difficult to know what is true and what isn't true. If you think about newspapers, social media, what people say, what people think, how do we know what is true and what isn't? But God's word is true. We have the Bible, which is full of God's truth. And the belt of truth helps us to stand up straight, keeps us up straight, to know what is right and what is wrong. So in the groups that you're sat with, the people you've come with, even if it's someone you don't know, I've got a little question for you to think about. Can you think of a time when being able to tell truth from lies has been able to keep you safe, has kept you standing up? So a couple of minutes, talk to the people you're with, answer that question. Okay, it's a shame to break up the discussions, because there's that nice level of hum, which is good that you're discussing and engaging with that. So that's the belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness. I'm a big fan of the film Finding Nemo, and those of you who know the film will obviously have worked out where I'm heading. Righteousness is not about being a cool, trendy surfing sea turtle. It's not about being a cool, trendy surfing human. And it's not about how much hang time you can have when you're ollieing down the skate park with your mates. How with it am I? No idea what those words mean, but they sound good. Righteousness is not about being cool. It's not about being trendy. It's about being able to stand up and do what is right, do the right thing when times are difficult, make the right choices. And that's really hard sometimes. It can be really, really, really hard to be the one person going against the grain, one person standing up for what is right. And that's where the breastplate of righteousness comes in to help us. It's there to help us make those tough decisions, to protect us when we have to make that choice to do the right thing when everyone else wants to do the wrong thing. So in your groups again, has there been a time where you've needed help to do or say the right thing? Spend a couple of minutes talking to the people you're sat with again. Okay, we'll bring you back in. Little bit quieter hum. Perhaps you had less to talk about because the weather's quite nice today. Or you'd already said hello. So that's the belt of righteousness. Now I'm going to talk to you about the shield of faith. We can't see God, but having faith means you believe that he's there, you believe that he's real, and you believe that he can help you. There are many things we can't see that we know that are there. We can't see the air, can't see the oxygen we're breathing, which is keeping us all alive. Can't see gravity. Hopefully you can all see my pen. And if I let go of my pen, you can see that gravity has made that pen fall to the ground. Having faith means believing in something that you can't see, but you know is there. God is there to help us when things are difficult, when we need to be strong, where we have to stand up. So once again, in your groups, can you think of a time that believing in God has kept you strong, has kept you real? A couple of minutes, off you go. Okay, if you can finish off your conversations. So we've briefly looked at three bits of the armour of God, and they can help us in different ways, but actually there are times we need the full armour of God to help us. No, that's not me when I was little. That's my son, that's Reuben. That was him playing the drums when he was probably only 18 months old. He's not here to be embarrassed, that's fine. That's my son when he was 8 years old and he was very poorly. It was a really hard time for the family. It's a really hard time for him, for me and Rachel as his parents, but also for Imogen as his sister. Dealing with serious illness, dealing with grief, with loss, with accidents is hard. And one of the things, the question that we both kept getting asked is, how do you keep going? And partly, how do you keep going? Well, you have to, but actually, what kept us going was the whole armour of God. We needed the belt of truth. We needed the breastplate of righteousness. We needed the shoes of the gospel of peace. We needed the shield of faith. We needed the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Our faith kept us going. Our faith kept us strong. Faith that God's hand was on the situation. God was working through the doctors, through the nurses, through the Christians that we met at the hospital, through talking to some of the other families going through the same thing. Situations like that are really hard for individuals, really hard for family. I'd like to say Reuben has come through that and he's still perfectly normal. His idea of what a raincoat is perhaps is not quite... Now, there is a story as to why he chose to wear that. And the other photograph, that's him sitting in the pilot's seat of a plane. So we were very kindly, Make-A-Wish Foundation provided a trip for him. And the bit we didn't know about was when he was invited up to the cockpit after the flight to go and sit in the seat. The best bit was when his sister nearly went to pull the emergency parachute brake whilst on the tarmac. God brings us through situations. We might not be the same. We'll be changed in different ways. But having that whole armour of God is what keeps us safe. Amen.